Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, June 12th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendar. We'll start by highlighting an opportunity to provide public input. Public Citizen hosts a public hearing to discuss a sunset review for TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. This people's public hearing is meant to provide input on the agency that is undergoing sunset review this year. The state legislature is only having one public hearing before the legislative session begins. The people's public hearing will help gather community input to submit for the record. On Thursday, June 9th at 5:30 p.m., Central Health hosts a community conversation on their recently adopted health equity plan at Navarro Early College High School. On June 16th, there will be another conversation about this health equity plan where you can attend in person or virtually. A homeless strategy town hall takes place on Wednesday evening, presented by Barton Springs Conservancy, Peace Park Conservancy, Waterloo Greenway, the Trail Foundation, and the Shoal Creek Conservancy. The event features a discussion with Austin Parks and Recreation Director Kimberly McNeely and the city's Homeless Strategy Officer Diana Gray. Impact Austin has its annual meeting on Monday, June 6th at 5:30 p.m. Find out what was accomplished by Impact Austin in the last year, including an announcement of new grant awards and celebrating the fact that the organization eclipsed $8 million in total giving since its inception. There are a couple of recurring meetings taking place this week that we'd like to highlight. The Lawyer Referral Service hosts their free legal line on the first Tuesday, through which they offer free legal advice from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Also, the Austin Justice Coalition hosts its general body meeting Tuesday night. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There's career training orientation for healthcare on Wednesday, June 6th, a career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, June 8th, and a career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades on Friday, June 10th. For those who may be in job search mode, there is a virtual job fair hosted by Job Fair X on Tuesday. On Thursday, Choice Career Fairs hosts an in-person job fair at the Norris Conference Center, and the Group Diversity X hosts a job fair in Round Rock. Also on Friday, there is a virtual job fair for veterans. There are a couple of additional events relating to workforce opportunities that we'll highlight. On Wednesday, Capital Factory hosts its fifth annual Veterans in Tech Summit. The event is for veteran leaders, innovators, entrepreneurs, and allies in tech who support and invest in diversity and inclusion. And the Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings, and the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress Avenue, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Zilker Brewing on Friday, June 10th, and at Captain Quack's on Saturday, June 11th. Kyle Market Days take place on Saturday, June 11th, and on Sunday, June 12th. You can support local artisans at the Maker's Market at High Noon, at the Wandering Vegan Market and Drag Show Brunch at Wanderlust, and at the Big Gay Pride Market at the Little Gay Shop. Now, for our fun and free feature for this week, we'll mention several interesting opportunities that help to ring in the summertime. There's the Peach Festival in Lago Vista on Saturday, June 11th, the Lavender Festival in Blanco on Saturday and Sunday, June 11th and 12th. And last but certainly not least, on the fun and free side, is the Republic of Texas Biker Rally that takes place from Thursday, June 9th through Sunday, June 12th, except this year takes place in Bastrop County at Marais Reserve instead of in Travis County at the Expo Center. I'll end the podcast by highlighting a couple of events presented to commemorate LGBTQIA+ Pride Month. On Friday, June 10th, there is a Pride Run with Trail Roots. The goal of Trail Roots is to connect, communicate, and support each other while getting outside and moving our bodies. This run will be hosted by Trail Roots member Lindsay Leger, a queer runner and therapist who wants to bring more LGBTQ+ folks together on Austin's trails. And finally, Waterloo Greenway's Rainbow on the Creek takes place on Saturday, June 11th, and is a free, family-friendly celebration that connects, educates, and celebrates Austin's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community. The day-long celebration will include 25-plus activations by LGBTQIA+ nonprofits and partners, a queer, BIPOC, and Latinx artisan and craft market, gender-affirming care and sexual health resources, and many more activities for the whole family. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.